早晨，
各位早晨。
My name is Pastor Andy. I'm one of the pastors here.
我是安国力牧师，喺呢度教会嘅其中一位牧师。
And we welcome you here today.
欢迎你今日嚟到我哋当中。
If you are new, there's a connect card in front of you. It's an opportunity for you to get to know us and us walking alongside your journey with Jesus.
如果你今日系第一次嚟到我哋嘅当中。我哋好歡迎你，同埋我哋亦都好想同你一齊行呢一條路。
And this is my faithful interpreter today. Her name's Anita. Can we give a round of applause for Anita? I believe this is your first time.
我今日係第一次。
Putting up with me. Bless you. Yes, whatever that means.
驚啊。
We also take sermon notes. It's an opportunity to hear today's message and to apply it to your life this week.
我哋咧亦都會有講到嘅筆記嘅，咁亦都咧歡迎你去我哋台前咧去攞。
So we have hard copy that's in English and also in Cantonese.
有中英文本嘅。
And you can also get it on our website as well.
亦都可以喺網上邊揾到。
Jesus spoke to a crowd and said these profound words.
耶穌去到一班群眾嘅面前講咗啲嘅説話。
I am the gate, or I am the door.
聖經裏面所講咧就係我就是門，又或者其實喺翻譯裏邊其實就係好似一道閘咁樣咯。
Meaning that Jesus literally is like a door.
其實就係閘，就係好似比喻，就係好似而家我哋翻譯嘅就係一道門。
And because of Jesus,
就係因為耶穌
，He opens this door to salvation.
佢將佢嘅門打開。讓我們得著救恩。
Thank you for shushing them back there. He opens his life to us.
祂將祂的生命開放給我們。
And it gives us an opportunity to experience God.
讓我們有機會去經歷神。
Jesus' door to salvation is always open.
耶穌救恩的門是經常打開的。
Now think about a door really quickly.
想一想那道，我們想一想那道門是一道什麼門？
Think the door to your house.
道門就是好像我們家裡那樣。
Or the doors to our new washrooms.
就是好像道門一樣，好像我們現在新的洗手間那樣。
A door protects us from the exterior elements.
那道門就是保護到保護建築物的一道閘，即係頂住咗咁樣。
A door protects us in our privacy.
咁可以俾我哋有道門，就係可以俾我哋有一啲私隱啦。
And these are important realities for a door.
更加重要嘅就係道門就係好似一個好似一個產業咁樣。
But when it comes to salvation, the door is always open for invitation for people.
就是当来到救恩当中的时候，救恩的门就是开放给任何人。
But in the very next passage of scripture, Jesus says, but the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy salvation.
但是去到经文的下一段的时候，就是这道门呢，就是有人藉着来的时候，其实盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He literally tries to close the door of salvation from Jesus.
魔鬼就係要將嗰道門頂住，阻住，唔俾人哋得著救恩。
And so Jesus puts it this way in Revelation.
耶穌亦都喺啟示錄裏邊所講。
He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door of your heart and knock."
佢就話咧，我哋其實喺我佢其實企喺我哋門前，等我哋去敲佢嗰道門。
If anyone hears.My voice and opens the door to his heart, I will come and eat with him. It's about hospitality. It's about salvation.
经文里边亦都会讲到，如果有人听到我嘅声音，佢就会开门，我要进入佢嘅里面。
So even though salvation's door is always open, the doors of our hearts are not always open.
就算救恩嘅门成日打开嘅时候，但系我哋人嘅心唔系成日打开俾神。
We protect our hearts.
我哋將我哋嘅心，我哋保護自己得好緊要，唔開放俾神。
However, you can paraphrase what I'm saying. We sometimes want our privacy.
我哋成日好想有我哋私隱，唔俾人知道。
And when Jesus knocks at the door of our hearts, Do you let the invitation of salvation transform you?
当耶稣敲我哋嘅门嘅时候，我哋俾唔俾耶稣进入我哋心里面，以致我哋生命得改变呢？
This is the invitation of having a gospel-centered life.
呢个就系正正以福音为中心嘅生命，就系我哋开唔开嗰道门，开唔开福音嘅门俾神。
So we have to ask ourselves, what is the gospel?
咁所以我哋就系问啦，究竟福音系咩嚟嘅咧？
It's not Team Canada, by the way.
當然啦，唔係加拿大隊啦。
So it's the World Juniors. Anyone know what the World Juniors is?
就係呢個世界嘅青年球隊。我希望你譯得啱啊。
The World Juniors is a hockey tournament.
就係 hockey 係冰上曲棍球嘅世界青年隊。
And if you're Canadian, even though you might not know hockey, you probably know what this jersey represents. It represents hockey.
如果咧你喺加拿大里面咧，就会知道咧冰上曲棍球就系即系一个标记，每一个人都会识嘅。
The best imagery I can share about the gospel is like putting on a jersey.
将比喻福音就系好似我哋着上呢一件球队嘅球衫一样。
You become the team.
你就会系成为一个队友。
You are now different because of the gospel.
着咗呢件衫之后，你就会唔同啦，因为你有咗福音。
We are not necessarily Chinese or Ukrainian. We are now followers of Jesus. A gospel-centered life, which is the most important.
我哋就唔需要再分我哋究竟系中国人啦，定系Ukraine 系
Ukraine is fine. Just say white guy.
即唔理你系边度嘅人咧，总之着埋呢件衫，大家都系一家人啦。
If you play sports, you're not playing for yourself. You're playing for the team. You're playing for something bigger than yourself. You're on something that you want to make a difference or to win at something.
如果你着咗呢件球衫之后咧，你就唔会分你我，你就系同一队人咧，你就会一齐去比赛。
And this is what Paul represents when it comes to the gospel.
呢个正正就系保罗所讲嘅关于福音。
The gospel, as we see here, is a partnership in the gospel.
保罗所讲嘅福音咧，就唔系净系一个人嘅事，而系我哋一班人一齐去嘅事。
So we have to ask ourselves, what is the gospel?
所以我哋就继续再问啦，究竟福音系咩嚟嘅咧？
In the passage of scripture that's on your sermon notes, the gospel first brings deep joy.
就喺你嘅筆記裏面咧，第一樣所講嘅咧，福音咧係會帶嚟更深嘅喜樂。
This letter that was written was actually written in prison.
保羅當時所寫呢封信嘅時候，佢就係正正喺監獄。
More than likely, I think as a pastor that Paul wrote this in Ephesus.
保羅就係講緊強調緊呢一樣嘢。
And he was in prison writing a letter to his friends about joy.
佢就係當時咧寫緊呢封書信嘅時候，俾佢嘅門徒咧就係講關於喜樂嘅事。
If you know about the Ephesus narrative with Paul, he creates actually a riot in the Colosseum there.
佢當時寫緊呢封
You're doing great. You're doing great.Way better than I could ever do. No, it's fine. So God gives us deep joy from the gospel in the midst of our circumstances.
保罗就系俾我哋有俾我哋见到有佢更深嘅喜乐，就系啱啱喺正呢个处境当中。
But we see here also that the gospel brings deep relationship with others.
同時間咧，保羅咧亦都係所講咧，福音係帶嚟更深嘅關係。
So if you are taking notes, I want you to circle or underline that word partnership.
如果你喺你嘅筆記裡面咧，你哋可以圈住咧 partnership， 即係夥伴拍住上嗰度。
That word partnership actually means koinonia, which means family or deep fellowship, deep relationship.
呢個就係反映緊咧，就係我哋同人係有更深嘅關係，同屋企人有更親密嘅關係。
The church in Philippi actually was birthed on the river by Philippi.
當時咧腓利比嘅教會咧就係喺河邊 嘅地方。
And there was a woman there named Lydia, a very successful businesswoman who came to know Jesus through the gospel.
當時咧係有一女有位女士咧就係叫女底亞，咁佢嗰陣時咧就係就係咁樣樣咧信咗耶穌。
It would be like someone, a woman who owned a makeup company or was a fashion designer and owned her own line of fashion.
佢當時咧個商人咧就係啲好好現代嘅商人啦，就係比喻就係好似而家咁樣樣咧，就係賣衫啦、賣化妝啦，即係嗰一類嘅人嚟嘅。
And Lydia wasn't in Philippi to go to church. She was in Philippi for business.
佢當時咧，佢喺腓利比咧，佢唔係佢唔係淨係去教會嘅，佢亦都咧係做生意嘅。
But Jesus knocked at her heart as Paul was there.
但係當耶穌敲佢嘅門嘅時候，而當其時正正保羅就係喺嗰個講道。
And she opened her heart up to the gospel, and the gospel transformed her life.
佢將佢嘅心打開咗，去接受咗福音，而咧生命係得改變。
She opened up her home to start a church in Philippi.
佢咧仲開放佢屋企啦，即係俾人。俾人去到佢屋企當中。
She would host traveling evangelists and the apostles as they would go through Philippi to Ephesus.
佢仲招呼當其時嘅evangelist 係當其時去傳福音嘅人啦，咁咧就同佢哋一齊嘅，亦都鼓勵佢哋。
She financially gave out of her successful business to the cause of the gospel.
佢亦都將佢嘅收入啦捐獻咗俾教會係為著福音嘅緣故。
And these were acts of deep relationship and generosity because of the gospel she experienced.
就係因為咧，佢係經歷咗福音嘅時候咧，佢好深深咁感受到，所以咧佢就同人哋建立咗好多嘅關係，以至到佢可以咁慷慨。
And lastly, the gospel brings deep meaning.
同埋最後咧，福音係帶嚟更深嘅生命意義。
Meaning that the gospel starts a new way of life.
就係反映到咧，福音係帶嚟一個新嘅生命，新嘅改變。
The gospel literally means good news.
福音咧，亦都係講係等於咧一個帶嚟一個好消息。
Or the best news.
係最好嘅消息。
And would you open up your heart to the best news that gives you joy, relationship, and meaning?
大家會唔會將你嘅心打開，去接受呢一個更好嘅消息，同埋一個有更深嘅意義咧？
And this leads us to a gospel-centered life.
就係咁樣樣咧，福音咧就係會讓我哋去到一個以福音為中心嘅生命，一種生活。
So this means that we live the gospel out in everyday life.
就係我哋係將我哋係活將福音係活喺每一天嘅生命裏面。
We see in this passage scripture that we read that the gospel is meant to be a continual process.
福音咧就係係會一路繼續延續嘅，亦都唔會停留嘅。
And that the gospel is meant to be practiced in everyday life through the ways of Jesus.
同埋亦都係可以實踐出嚟，就係正如我哋要實踐耶穌嘅生活方式一樣。
And so I want to share with you really quickly that a few years ago I had the opportunity to go to a World Junior game, gold medal game in Calgary.
我就係想同你分享一樣嘢咧。好多年前咧，我有個機會咧，就係去睇一場決賽，就係呢個冰上曲棍球嘅一個世界青年嘅比賽。
It's very hard to get these tickets.
好難買飛嘅。
And so I actually had to go into a lottery draft through my email, and there was over 200,000 people that did this lottery ticket.
難到咧就
lottery ticket,
難到咧就係唔係你就咁買飛啦，而係咧你要去抽籤啦，有唔知幾多百萬人去抽啦，仲要睇下抽唔抽得中，你先至有得買飛。
And there was roughly only about 1,000 packages available, so it's like 1 in 20 shot.
即係只係大約咧，廿個人咧先至會中，20個人之中先會有一個會中到籤可以買到飛。
And the goal is you would get an email back, and then you can purchase these packages, these World Junior packages.
係仲要等到咧，你收到 email 話你中咗籤啦，你先至咧可以去買嗰個門票。
And to my shock, I was actually available. They gave me an email that I could buy 4 Canadian Junior Packages in Calgary, Alberta. It's basically liquid gold.
我真係好驚訝咧，我係真係收到，竟然真係收到 email 咁難買嘅飛，我都買到，我仲可以買四張去邀請我屋企人去嚟。
Meaning that I could buy all the tickets that were happening in that season for the World Juniors. Four different packages, four different seats.
仲可以買到四張同埋屋企人一齊嚟。
And so I right away contacted my brother-in-law because he lives just outside in Calgary and Edmonton. He loves hockey. And then that's my father-in-law back there. Look at how smiley they are. I'm like, you guys got to join me. And then my dad was with me as well.
咁咧，於是咧，我就邀請我嘅舅仔同埋咧我嘅外父咧就去問佢睇唔睇比賽啦。咁佢哋都真係戥我開心啦，因為真係咁難買到飛，都竟然買到。
We put on the jerseys, we put on our gear, and we're ready to cheer on Canada to get gold.
咁咧，我哋就梗係去睇比賽，就梗係著曬衫啦，立曬道具啦，去為我哋嘅隊去打氣。
And interesting enough, because of the four packages, I was able to sell a bunch of tickets, and we all went for free. All went, traveled, and flew up there for free too, with hotels. Like, that's pretty good news.
You don't need to pay?
No, just say it's free.
Okay.
It was one of the best experiences I had with my family. This gives us a little glimpse of how great the good news of Jesus is.
咁去睇球賽就係其實就係可以話俾大家聽嗰個比喻就係我哋就係好似經歷福音就係好似去睇球賽一樣咁興奮。
That we don't put on a Canadian jersey, but we put on a gospel-centered jersey.
我哋唔需要著球衫啦，但係咧，只不過咧就係我哋要活一個係以福音為中心嘅生活。
It's called the partnership of the gospel.
同埋亦都係等於咧，就係要同福音一齊同行拍住相咁樣。
And we practice the ways of Jesus.
我哋實踐咧耶穌嗰種嘅生活方法。
So when we practice the ways of Jesus, we're practicing to forgive when we have been wronged.
當我哋行出嚟嘅時候，我哋就係活得似耶穌嘅時候咧，我哋唔想有任何。
You are literally putting on.The jersey of the gospel to live differently. We love others with our actions and choices, not just by our feelings or desires.
当我们选择爱的时候呢，其实就是一种决定，也不是单凭我们自己的感觉或者欲望。
And we become generous because Jesus was generous with us.
我哋就会变得慷慨啦，因为咧系耶稣曾经恩待过我哋。
And we see this in Philippi as Paul says, I thank God for you. Why? Because of this partnership of practicing a gospel-centered life.
就系好似我哋睇到喺腓立比教会嘅时候咧，佢哋嘅跟随者咧就系佢哋就系似佢哋经历咗神嘅时候，就系正如好似我哋而家咁样一样，我哋活得不再一样。
And so we don't practice our own ways anymore.
我哋唔需要再好似活着好似我哋嘅旧我咁样。
I don't practice my self-centeredness any longer.
我哋亦都唔需要好似好自我中心，好以我哋为主要嘅心为。
As a follower of Jesus, I'm called to live a Christ gospel-centered life.
当我哋跟随耶稣嘅时候咧，我哋就会。好似我哋就会好似跟住福音咁样样，以嗰种生活方式去活我哋嘅生活。
And this is why we partner with the gospel.
就系正如我哋就系一班人一齐咁样与福音同行。
A gospel-centered life partners with the gospel. You live not only a gospel-centered life, but you live to bring that gospel to others.
以福音为中心嘅生活咧，就唔系。就係好似唔係好似我哋想點做就點做，而係我哋可以活我哋可以跟隨耶穌咁嘅生活方法去同人哋分享。
Just like Lydia，
就係好似女底亞咁。
Remember Jesus is the door。
記唔記得耶穌就係嗰道門咧
？He opens the door for salvation。
祂將救恩的門打開。
That door is always open, inviting you in so that you can experience a gospel-centered life.
那道門就是經常這樣打開的，只不過就是看我們開不開那道門給神進入而已。
But Jesus also says that you have a door to your own heart.
就是耶穌就是這樣說了，我們的心其實也都有一道門。
And it's up to you to open your door of your heart to that invitation to live a gospel-centered life.
我們就是開不開那道門讓救恩進入我們的生命裡面呢？
And I'm so pleased today to have an interview with Pastor Paul because he has said not only yes to God's call of salvation.
我今天呢就是很想邀請蔡傳道上來呢，我們有個訪問，就是因為我就想問他怎樣呢，他對神 say yes， 即是跟神說是。
But he has said yes to be a partner of the gospel here at Home Church.
他也都呢应承了呢，就是跟我们一起同行的。
As our Cantonese ministry pastor.
成为我们的广东话牧师。
And his family has said yes to be partners of the gospel here at Home Church.
他家人呢都答应了呢，成为我们教会的一部分。
So if you are taking sermon notes, I encourage you as we have an interview with Pastor Paul that you would get to know him.
咁呢你睇返你哋嘅讲道笔记啦，知道呢我哋会有访问啦，我哋呢好想认识佢更加多。
That you would get to know his family.
你都会认识到佢屋企。
And after service, we have special snacks so that you can hang out longer and with him, intentionally with his family after today's service.
咁崇拜之后呢，咁我哋亦都有茶点招待啦，你就可以同佢倾下偈啦，咁就可以倾下吹下水呀咁样啦。
So Pastor Paul, why don't you come? Can we give a round of applause for Pastor Paul? And Pastor Paul is going to speak in Cantonese, and I trust everything he's going to say.
他會講廣東話的，所以我就信他說什麼都是的。
But Pastor Paul, before you shared, we are so thankful for you and your family.
你在你講嘢之前呢，我哋真係好多謝你嚟到我哋教會。
And why don't you share us a little bit about why you went into pastoral ministry?
咁請你分享一下咧，點解你會嚟到我哋教會啦，同埋會做牧者咧
？Wow！ 感謝神嚇，咁啊感謝神亦都多謝 Pastor Andy 啦，同埋團隊咧，係俾我有呢個機會咧。在这里在这个教会是一起去敬拜神，一起去侍奉神。我是从来没有想过，没有想象过有这样的机会。刚才 Pastor Andy 他讲到福音，真的如果不是那个福音，我想我的人生还是在一个很低 level 的情况。我现在想起我自己信主是1999年的3月，差不多26年。我相信在座各位都超过26年很多的了信主，所以在信主的经历里面我还是一个年轻人，20几岁的年轻人。那阵时未信主之前我有一个很远大的目标。個好遠大嘅目標係咩咧？就係我要入政府工去做。咁所以咧，我一畢業咧就即刻去揾政府工做啦。咁樣咁點解咧？大家知唔知點解政府工有咩著數啊？係啦，鐵飯碗啦，就係又穩定嚇，個人工又唔錯嚇，嗰個福利又唔錯。咁我終於入咗一間嘅某機構嘅即係政府部門。每個 lunch 咧，即係食飯時間咧，係2个钟头起計嘅。咁之後嚇，呢度講呢度散啦。咁之後咧，食飽咗，咁咧大概1个钟咧有茶點時間嘅喎，咁樣啊，即係呢個咧就係我嘅理想嘅遠大目標嚇。咁不過咧有一次咧，即係有個上司咧，佢係即係叫我阿婆過嚟啦，咁樣我以為要幫手做啲咩咧，因為佢上司，佢話 urgent 啦咁樣，佢話跟住我走過去好緊張，咩事咁？原來咧佢就邀請我去一個嘅福音餐會， 跟住我一聽到福音餐會，即係翻教會啦，一翻教會，第一個嘅感覺係咩啊？非常悶啊！冇可能哇！唉，你唔好叫我，你唔好叫我翻教會，你唔好叫我信耶穌，我係即係抗拒嘅嚇。我就同上司講，個上司好客氣，話唔好啦，唔好啦，即係你叫其他人啦咁。咁個上司咧，其實又即係又好客氣啦，話：，誒唔緊要噶，我又邀請埋其他同事咁樣嚇，咁啊你咪當同事一齊食飯咯咁樣，咁啊好啦咁樣，咁啊之後我真係去咗個福音餐會嚇，咁啊成個過程咧，我係冇理到台上面做咩嘅，唱詩歌啊，講見證啊，講道啊，完全係我耳仔瞄咗嚇，完全係聽唔到。咁啊，諗住食完飯啦，茶點雙輝要走人啦，掹袋向住個門口走嘅時候，突然之間有個即係聲音，你要信耶穌。我仲感覺，咦，係咪後邊有人叫我咧？望一望後邊冇人喎，咁啊，即係即刻咧，即係打咗個突。咁但係就係嗰一下千軍一發，就係咁樣由原本走向個門口，就掉翻轉頭。真的走回去個台前面，我就是這樣去信耶穌。當我真的這樣去信耶穌的時候，我人生是開始很微妙的改變。我相信大家在座每一位去信耶穌都有這個經歷，都是因著一種的感動，一種的呼召，一種在你心裡面的湧流，去將你整個人生去改變了方向。我同樣都是，我之後就跟住呢位上司咧，就翻咗亞加老街嘅神召會嚇，直到真係我離開加拿大，我都喺呢間教會。所以神召會對我嚟講咧，係一個唔單止係舞會咁簡單，係真係一個我另外一個嘅，即係一個家庭，一個家嚇。咁啊，當我自己再去學習即係聖經啊好多樣嘢嘅時候，我先發現咧。原來神召會咧，即係賣花賺花香啊嘛！神召會咧，原來係喺個聖經翻譯裏邊咧，係最準確嘅，係最準確嘅。即係教會都冇神召會咁準確啊！咁啊，或者啊 Pastor 啊 Patrick 咧會熟啲嚇。喺個歷史裏邊咧，我哋爭少少。我哋就唔系叫教会，就叫召会。召会即系咩意思啊？我哋一班人，一班人为住神嘅缘故一齐相聚，一齐为到福音嘅缘故去努力。呢、这个就系我哋相聚嘅目的。咁之后即系去信主，我第一次翻教会翻崇拜，我系 O 晒嘴。点解咧？跟住我心谂，哇！一翻到去。真係竟然有人翻教會喎，竟然係有人聽詩歌喎，竟然有人喺度聽講道喎，我覺得係好匪夷所思嘅事。點解咧？因為星期日係瞓耐啲嘅時間嘛，星期日去打波嘅時間，星期日係去玩嘅時間，點解有人會去啲咁悶嘅地方，而真係咁樣企喺度唱詩歌咧？咁樣，咁我就心裏邊問咗一個問題，就係個主宰呢、這個世界嘅主宰。是不是就是圣经所讲的这位耶稣呢？那我就去学习祈祷，学习看圣经，学习怎样去跟随神。我开始明白到福音，福音这个字就好像保罗所讲，福音本是神的大能。个大能就不是只是讲你的知识，我有几熟圣经或者怎样，而是你经历到神那种无限，你經歷到聖靈的充滿，你經歷神的 empower， 以及那個怎樣去讓你信心跳躍的過程。我信主即係很快我就去很追求神，我亦都係即係一路追求神，一路咧即係我用我的即係食飯時間咧，我就不再去 hea 啦，我就去看聖經啦嚇。啊飲茶時間咧，我就去真係去祈禱啦嚇。甚至我仲記得咧嗰陣時咧，我請假去咩咧，就係去祈禱。我好想知道呢位神係一個點樣嘅神，不斷去即係去尋求神。咁啊信主冇幾耐咧，我諗兩三年度咧，我就好感覺到神好似對我一個嘅聲音，阿婆，你嚟侍奉我啦。咁啊，望左望右， 应该亦都唔系隔篱有人同我讲嘢。咁我就开始知道啊，我嘅祷告原来系神听紧，我哋嘅祈祷系神知道，但系神用神佢自己嘅方法去回应我哋嘅需求。跟住我第一个反应亦都系我拒绝，唉，冇可能嘅，点会呼召我啊？我只系一个好平平无奇嘅一个小弟兄，点会呼召我咧？咁样咁，但系一而再，再而三，一路推，一路推，一路神去呼召我，直到去有一次教会啊，去举办咗一个嘅敬拜晚会。喺敬拜晚会之前，神已经同我讲啦，阿波。陣間最後嗰個嘅聚會之後咧，我會呼召你去成為一個即係我需要嘅一個嘅用人。咁我即刻就好驚啦嚇，即係係咪㗎？係咪㗎？咁嗰個敬拜晚會就全晚喺度敬拜祈禱，非常之好。到最後嚇，嗰位牧師再去呼召，佢第一句就話喺當中有人。是要全職服侍我的，你就出來。我整個人震了，是很實在很實在地，第一個就走到來台前面，跪了在那裡，就跟神說，我順服你，我順服你去回應你對我的呼召。那時是2005、2006年咁上下嚇，嗰陣時我幾多歲啊？25歲，係咪？咁上下啦，係咪啊？唔係啊，好啦，嗰啲數學咁上下，所以你估下我大概幾多歲咁樣？咁就係咁樣咧，去進入真係細啲啊嘛。什么咁啊，系啦，咁所以系福音就系让我哋生命去改变，让我生命去改变，一路去祈祷，一路系按住圣灵喺我心里边嘅感动去跟随神。不论系拣神学院又好，按住神俾我呼召去拣一个真系去。好有服侍心嘅一個神學院，我好感謝神。去咗一間叫希福神學院，咁佢係專門服侍一啲基層貧窮嘅人。喺過程裏邊就好注重生命嗰種嘅塑造，生命嗰種嘅改變更新，以至乎我喺之後嗰個侍奉嘅裏邊，我係真係有個心裏邊一個嘅即係。一個核心，一個宗旨，就是怎樣都好，都要去敏鋭於神在心裏面的感動，去做每一樣的決定。所以作為一個牧者，就算到今日都好，我不覺得我是一個很出色或者很好的牧者，但是我只是要求自己，我要一個很謙卑，一個很敏鋭神聲音的人，讓我去做每一個決定，讓我去服侍每一個弟兄姊妹，報道又好，探訪又好，各樣都好，我是聽緊聖靈究竟怎樣透過我這個生命去服侍有需要的人呢？所以在這個過程裡面，由我一個我很要求一個很穩定的生活，哇，政府工很穩定，係咪？幾點翻工？幾點放工？從來冇 OT 啊，唔係會 OT 啊 ，OT 都幾好啊，那個福利嚇，那個 pay 都幾好。到我成為一個牧者，係周圍走啊，一個生命嘅改變。但係喺呢個改變過程裏邊，我睇到一個又一個。生命嗰種嘅價值，嗰種嘅燦爛，嗰種嘅無價，唔可以用喺世間上所去平衡到。所以我嚟到呢度，同樣都係，我都係從來冇諗過係喺當中一齊同大家去服侍，一齊大家同行。 是真的，我觉得这个翻译是翻译得很好，同福音拍住上，同福音拍住上，好广东话，好喜欢，同福音拍住上就是同神一起，而且是同神的能力一起，去为到这个世代，为到我们的邻舍，为到我们的社区，甚至为到我们的国家呢，去荣耀神。所以我过去那几个月，我自己一路祈祷，神就一路这样一步一步带领我来到这里，去走上这个牧者的路。又或者如果当中大家你有兴趣，你想问问题，你都可以举手。哎，阿波，你是有没有什么其他问题你想问的，你可以举手问我。所以牧者这条路是容不容易呢？不容易的，但是恩典，好像保罗所说，恩典救我们用。这个恩典是你从来都没有想过，从来没有想过。在我自己那个整本圣经其中一个是数一数二最喜欢的经文，就是哥林多前书五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。所以在未来即是2026年，对于我来说又是一个新的一年之外，在侍奉上亦都是新的一个的道路。我盼望是我更多去认识大家，我盼望是更多和大家一起和福音拍住上。第二个问题呢，就是介绍一下家庭。即大家都可能认识了我太太 Atlas 啦，另外呢，大仔，经常大家都可能捞乱了，大仔和细仔，哪个是大仔，哪个是细仔，因为呢他们相差呢是不够一年的，几岁呢你自己说了，我不在这里爆出来。大仔呢就叫，他不是叫 Timothy， 他是叫 Timotheus， T-I-M-O-T-H-E-U-S， 另外一个呢就叫 Titus，我叫阿波，所以很易记，即是阿波啦、提摩太同埋提多嘅，所以即系喺呢个嘅家庭，我都觉得是很有恩典。嚟呢个温哥华，我哋2022年2月landing， 过多两个月咧就满几多年啦？四年系啦，四年，时间过得好快。我们来的时候呢，我们都祈祷，我们从来都没有想过来温哥华移民的。话说在2020年，即是五年前左右的一月尾呢，那时候 COVID 都未开始的，即是一月尾香港呢就差不多开始，温哥华呢是未开始的。一月尾呢我就过来去即旅游，过来去探望余牧师，叶牧师，那次的旅行呢，我就参加了这里的崇拜，不知道大家有没有印象，我就很深印象，那时候呢，我还记得这里有个哭字，就放在这里一个很漂亮的灯箱，我们一家人呢就在那里拍了一张照片。咁嗰陣時咧，我哋都冇諗過要離開香港嚇，同埋嗰陣時都預備 Covid， 好多嘢都好緊張啊，搶口罩啊各樣嘢。到真係香港改變，我哋都好深咁樣去禱告神，你係咪要我哋去搬到嚟呢度咧？咁樣我哋去禱告，禱告禱告，神開路嚇。我哋竟然有機會嚟，即係温哥華，即係一個即係政府，加拿大政府去開放一個政策。咁神又即係好似俾我哋一個平安同埋信心，我哋要嚟啦。咁當我哋祈禱嘅時候，我同太太都同心領受咗一個字，就係個hope字。呢個hope字就係讓我哋去好肯定啊，我哋要過嚟啦。咁我哋就喺呢，即係擺低香港嘅所有嘢， 就重新嚟過。咁啊，多謝太太啦，同即係同兩個兒子咁樣去同我一齊去，即係行呢條我哋未行過嘅路嚇。喺呢個過程裏邊，好多好多嘅恩典，好多嘅好多好多弟兄姊妹，好多嘅朋友一齊去幫我，係一個嘅大家庭，係進入喺呢個嘅新嘅社區嘅裏邊。我都盼望是去聆听你们过来的故事，去勉励，去帮助，或者去提醒我究竟在温哥华，或者在这个的，即是社区里面怎样好好去服侍。所以即你也不需要客气，阿波是传道，是牧者，或者你有些建议你都即管跟我说，跟我去分享，我都会去好好地聆听。咁而我點樣同 Atlas 去認識咧？都係一個好奇妙嘅故事啊！咁話説咧，我喺信主冇幾耐咧，咁我頭先講就去追求神啦，係咪？咁咧就去參加咗一個教會以外嘅一個嘅機構，咁啊一個晚間嘅基礎侍奉課程。咁上下啦，咁我好想去服侍神，咁點樣服侍神呢？咁樣，這個課程就啱曬我啦，我就去學習乜嘢係侍奉嚇，點樣去服侍人，點樣去祈禱盡心啲，點樣去睇聖經等等各樣，咁我自己去一個人去報名，咁嗰陣時個小有個嘅學習小組嘅，或者叫生命小組嚇，五六個人。咁啊喺個過程裏邊，我就好專心去聽導師去講啊，或者聽導師去點樣去教導啊，等等各樣啊，或者喺個小組度去分享。咁啊點知喺個小組裏邊咧，有一個姊妹咧特別奇怪嘅，即係點解佢成日著埋嗰個即係長褸啊，跟住咧成日都係即係好多嘢講啊，好得意啊咁樣。咁啊，同佢分享嘅時候，或者大家小組去學習嘅時候咧，佢又特別好似即係關心我啊多啲咁樣。咁啊，即係咪我表錯情就係點樣咧？跟住嗰個小組大概幾個月之後咧，開始唔對路啊！唔對路就係小組完之後咧，我掛住呢個姊妹喎。跟住我即刻同神，我同神做咩咧？我同神认罪啊！我嚟侍奉噶，我嚟学习噶，我唔系嚟追女仔啊！但系搞唔掂喎，即系我都祈祷话神啊，你将我呢个嘅挂住呢个感觉咧，去攞走去啦咁样。咁啊，但系又会啰啰挛噶吓，又会啰啰挛，搞唔掂喎。咁啊，咁點咧？跟住咧，睇聖經，聖經俾到我答案咧，喺哥林多前書嚇，又係話：，與其欲火攻心，早不如早早嫁娶嚇。呢句就係嗰陣時咧，我作為弟兄一個嘅，即係嗰個叫咩啊？警告嚇，即係嚇弟兄咧，成日都要去追女仔，但係我就要去果斷去搞掂我心裏邊呢個嘅。疑問啊，成日掛住呢個姊妹，咁我就好，我就同神講啦，嗱咁樣，如果你俾求神咧俾一個嘅確據我，咁個確據係咩咧？就係我就預備咗一隻福音嘅 CD 俾佢，我俾佢嘅時候，如果佢係即時俾翻一個 CD 俾我咧。我先去讲我的心情，这个就是我的确据，我祈祷的确据。如果他没有给呢，我 就一刀切，我就不再去想了，这样。那好了，那有一次的小组之前，我早点约他，我就跟他说，姊妹 Atlas，我預備咗隻 CD 俾你啊，咁樣嗰隻 CD 咧新出噶，咁樣嚇。跟住咧，你知唔知佢點講？咁啱嘅，我又有隻 CD 俾你喎，咁樣。我擎咗啊！我擎咗喺度。 唔係話，我心諗神你有冇咁真實啊？咁即係要我同佢講咁樣。跟住我就真係冷靜坐低落嚟，咁佢又大家坐低嚇喺小組之前啊，咁我就講咗個心聲啦。咁咧，我仲記得佢嘅樣咧，好似啲卡通片咧，嗰個紅色咧由呢度嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟上升嚟到呢度，咁就咁樣去展開我哋嘅一個拍拖嘅旅程。咁我哋之後咧亦都係好坦白同導師啊，同嗰陣時小組嘅導師講。导师，我哋要拍拖。导师第一句就话：，唉，一早就知啦，见你哋两个咁样，成日都鬼鬼祟祟。咁所以系好奇妙吓，好奇妙嘅一个嘅，一个爱情吓，或者一个婚姻，一个家庭嘅开始。到進入我自己去侍奉讀神學，我要放低一個咁穩定嘅工作，太太去全力支援家庭嚇。嗰陣時兩個小朋友亦都啱啱出世，佢就俾咗好多好多嘅力量嚇，好照顧成個家庭。我相信係絕對唔容易，但喺個過程裏邊，我哋感覺到我哋好實在知道神嘅供應完完全全係好足夠。好簡單，好快講一個見證，兩個仔頭一年嘅奶粉係免費，係神嘅預備，從來我冇諗過係咁充足咁充足。咁兩個仔都係啦，咁啊喺教會去成長，咁啊到佢哋而家佢哋去長大咗啦嚇。我相信我成日都同佢哋講，嗱，記住你哋所信嘅係耶穌，唔係因為我做阿爸係一個傳道人，我哋要即係因為我哋要翻教會，你被逼翻教會，我都去鼓勵佢哋，你哋都要去揾翻你哋同神一個好親密嘅關係，讓大家一齊去經歷神，讓呢個家庭都成為神所喜悅嘅家庭。咁係咪應該我好快再講多最後少少嚇？咁神點樣去帶領我嚟 Home Church 咧？咁樣咁我喺今年嘅六月尾，我就完咗喺 Burnaby 教會嘅一個嘅侍奉。咁啊喺 Burnaby 係經歷好多嘅成長，好多嘅愛啊，好多嘅保護同埋去關懷。咁但係喺個過程裏邊，我覺得即係我想我由嚟温哥華開始，我就去禱告神，你怎樣去帶領我在温哥華去服侍神呢？在過去那一兩年，我覺得神一直去帶住我，我要 去盡心，或者我要去再行這條新的路的時候，Burnaby教會是我覺得是完成了我要在當中的即服侍。之後完了怎樣呢？我沒有任何的 agenda， 我沒有任何的 schedule。但是我在我祈祷的里面，神很清楚说等候等候。我都问神等什么啊，等候神啊，等候神。所以当我在这下半年的里面，我是很经历神很多的带领，我去接触更多有需要的家庭，更需要的人。前兩天我先去探訪一個嘅家庭，好有需要。哇！我透過呢個家庭，我亦都即係知道，哇！原來有好多人佢匿埋喺屋企，佢哋嘅人生係好困難啊，係好需要我哋帶住神嘅愛，帶住神嘅福音去揾佢哋出嚟，讓佢哋嘅人生都經歷福音嘅大能。咁而當我即係冇任何嘅 agenda 嘅時候，前兩幾個月嚇，Pastor Andy 佢邀請我，飲杯咖啡啊咁樣，我話好啊咁樣。咁之後就知道即係呢度有一個牧者嘅需要。咁我自己都係好謙卑，我先禱告啊，究竟即係呢個係咪神所帶領我要進入嘅一個嘅即係侍奉嘅歷程咧咁樣。咁我禱告禱告。Pastor Andy 又解釋Home Church 嘅一個嘅意象嚇，一個嘅要行嘅路。 咁其中最即係 catch up 我嘅就係個 hope 字，就係個 hope 字。我好相信呢個 hope 字，呢個盼望就成為我哋嘅家庭一個好確據，知道繼續要侍奉神。同埋 home church 呢個 home 字俾我一個好深好深嘅一個嘅歸屬感。真係我哋新移民初嚟係好需要一個歸屬。而呢個歸屬係一個屬靈嘅歸屬，係喺當中大家一齊好按住神嘅愛去咁樣去繼續去服侍神。我期望就係同大家一齊點樣去經歷神更多。我期望係喺當中大家開放自己嘅生命，一齊去敬拜，一齊去禱告，一齊去點樣神帶領我哋啊！整间教会去走向神要走的这条路道。是了，所以真的多谢大家再一次这个机会。
Couple thoughts, just really quick. Behind any good man like Pastor Paul is a great woman.
每个男人背后都有一个好好的女人。
So thank you, Agnes and boys, for setting your dad up for success. Number two, Pastor Paul, if God's called you, you are a great pastor.
神话俾你听，你系一个好好嘅牧者。
And we just want to let you know,
我哋都想知道,
as a church that we're focusing on Cantonese ministry in the new year.
教会亦都会聚焦喺广东话服侍嘅里面。
So Pastor Paul will be preaching. We take team as preachers, but he's going to preach two times a month on Sunday mornings in the Cantonese service.
在明年開始呢，蔡傳道呢，他就會負責廣東話的崇拜啦，但是大約是一個月左右會做兩次的。
The messages will be the same, but you
get
a great Cantonese pastor.
但是你們就會可以有個好好的牧者。
Also on your sermon notes, you'll see that Pastor Pat is offering a Bible study at mid-January, so thank you, Pastor Pat.
看你們在講道筆記裡面呢，有項事項的那裡寫低了呢，劉牧師呢，他是會接下來一月呢份呢是會大查經的。
Also we will be focusing on pastoral care and visitation. As Pastor Paul has mentioned, we call those shut-ins. You don't have to say it, but just people who need pastoral care.
如果呢大家是有需要，即是想找牧者呢，你可以有需要的話可以找 Pastor Paul。
And if you've been journeying with us in our revitalization process at Home Church, be encouraged where God has taken us.
正如我們教會在不斷改變當中，大家繼續鼓起勇氣，我們繼續向前行。
God has provided for us,
神必然會供應，
including Cantonese ministry,
包括在廣東話事工的裡面。
And Cantonese ministry is not just a historical narrative to this church.
教会广东话的服事呢，亦都不会成为一个历史，而是我们很相信呢，神是会有他心意在当中。
Cantonese ministry is strategic for the future of our church.
而嚟緊呢，廣東話嘅服事裏面呢，亦都會有著新嘅策略，尋求緊一啲嘅方向。
And you are part of it.
大家都會係其中嘅一份子。
Put on the jersey.
著起件波衫。
Don't just attend church, be the church.
唔好淨係翻教會，成為教會嘅一部分。
And let's reach every Cantonese speaking person that haven't found Jesus or church yet.Here in Vancouver.
就是呢，让一些讲广东话的人呢，可以找到他们真正的家，来到我们教会。
Let's stand together as we close.
我们一起起立。
We want to let you know that we are thankful for your continued giving to our church.
我们很多谢你们继续去为我们，为着教会的意象去继续支持。
If you want to give a financial gift today with your tithes and offerings,Physical tithes and offerings are done today.
如果大家咧想有感動奉獻，而你亦都係好想俾 physical means cash.
Physical like yeah, cash.
或者現金啦，或者係
wallet.
現金啦，或如果今日係大家係想付現金啦，或者係支票嘅話咧，麻煩請喺今日之內咧去做呢件事。
That's for year-end giving, but online ends tomorrow at 9 p.m. PST.
網上嘅咧就會係聽晚嘅9:30截止。
Everything else is on your sermon notes.
所有嘢都寫咗喺講道筆記嘅。
And we all also having a New Year's Eve event from 9 to 12:30. Feel free to talk to Ed Lim or Ed Wilson Lube, my favorite two Eds.
十二月三十號咧，我哋係有個跨年嘅節目嘅。咁咧詳情咧請揾Ed Lim。
All the details are on your sermon notes.
所有嘢係印曬喺咗筆記裏邊。
Let's close in prayer as we partner together with the gospel.
我们一起祈祷，因为是为着福音的缘故。
Lord, we thank you that it's the gospel that brought us together this morning.
主，我们感谢你咧，因为福音的缘故，你将我们带埋我们在一起。
The good news of Jesus.
耶稣的好消息。
That transforms our lives.
改变我们的生命。
And transforms our church.
也都改变了我们的教会。
We pray for.Your anointing, your spirit to lead Pastor Paul.
求你的恩膏继续带领蔡传道。
Give him clarity of thought.
俾佢有更清晰的指引。
Favor with the church.
被教会恩待。
That you would open doors as you do in our city.
你亦都咧为我哋为着教会咧系我哋对住呢个为着教会，我哋点样样
？And we pray for success over Pastor Paul's ministry and life and his family.
亦都咧去支持蔡传道咧，佢喺佢服侍嘅路，让佢系顺利，亦都系成功。
And thank you for the snacks.
感谢为到茶点。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
So feel free to join Pastor Paul and Agnes and the boys in the back. So feel free, Pastor. Can we give a round of applause to them? Spend some time with them. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
我们下星期见。